"What is this?" he says, and he looks nervous, but not nervous enough. "What do you think?" Robin asks, and he tells him to sit at one of the tables. Hastings looks around. "You can't be serious. A bank robbery." And for a moment he looks surprised, but then he laughs. "You idiots! This is an investment bank. There's no money here. Everything is done by transaction and transfer." And he looks at us all like we're children, that arrogant expression on his face. "Good Lord, you should leave now before the police get here, and maybe you have a chance to escape." He laughs again. "But I doubt it." Little John puts a blindfold on the guard, and only Hastings can see now, but we stand behind him. And for a few seconds there's only the sound of Beethoven as the music begins to reach its crescendo. "That's okay," Robin says, and he picks up one of the bags and puts it on the table. "We brought our own money, £20,000 in small notes. Banks are difficult to rob, but houses aren't. Even big houses with alarms and safes. Like yours." "What?" Hastings says. Then he looks at the bag. "My house, my money. You robbed my house." "Yes, 10 minutes after you left this morning. Then we came here and waited until you phoned for someone to repair the bank's air conditioning. The air conditioning we broke last night. And now here we are." I can see sweat on Hastings' face now. But it's on mine too. I look at my watch. 4 minutes. "What do you want? You have my money." Robin laughs. "We don't want it. Not that. We're not common thieves." And he throws the bag to Little John.